The Federal Aviation Administration announced today that it's awarding a $1 billion contract to replace the aging computers that run its air traffic control system. It's a fresh start for a modernization program which has produced cost overruns, delays, and embarrassment for the FAA. With today's announcement, the federal agency says its efforts to upgrade the air traffic control system are back on track, but the new systems won't be in place for several years. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
For $1 billion, the FAA expects the Raytheon Company of Lexington, Massachusetts, to install new computers in air traffic control centers at over 300 civilian and military airports around the country. The computers in place now, which show air traffic controllers the location of each aircraft, are old and increasingly unreliable. Secretary of Transportation Federico Peña says the new system will be a dramatic improvement.
The new radar displays will replace 20-year-old terminals that controllers now use with larger, easier to see, full-color digital displays.
A better system actually was supposed to be in place by now. A decade ago, the FAA came up with an ambitious plan to modernize equipment for its entire air traffic control system, not just at airports, but also in big centers that handle high-altitude traffic between cities. The plans turned out to be overly ambitious. Hundreds of millions of dollars were spent on computer software that never worked reliably. The program became a symbol of the FAA's and the federal government's failure to take advantage of new technology. 2 years ago, the FAA decided to cut its losses, cancel several of the contracts, and start over. With today's announcement, the starting over phase is complete. Contractors are now back at work on each piece of the system. According to Peña, the traveling public soon will see some results.
Consumers will see fewer delays, the system will be safer, more reliable, and will grow as traffic grows over the next several decades.
FAA officials say they've learned from the mistakes they made in the past on this project. Linda Hall Daschle, the FAA's deputy administrator, says when it came to deciding what kind of new system to buy, the agency learned to rely more heavily on the experience and advice of the people who have to use the current system and keep it in operation.
It was controllers and maintenance technicians that kept telling us that we had problems with the old programs that we needed to address. And it will continue to be controllers and the technicians who will participate on the integrated product team to make sure that when we deliver this system, they know what it is and they will be able to use it efficiently.
It will be years, though, before anyone knows whether the FAA really has solved the computer problems in its air traffic control system. The first new airport system will go into operation at Boston's Logan Airport in 1999. If all goes well, the last airport in Columbus, Ohio, will get its new system in the year 2005. This is Dan Charles in Washington.